We're going to turn again to this passage in John's Gospel, chapter 21, and seek to open up the Word there this morning. If you've been following the news at all, then you'll know that it's been dominated not only by the peace talks that were sadly unproductive, but by the Artemis II mission to orbit the moon, which is now obviously concluded. As far as the flight is concerned, at least, anyway, after the astronauts have been thoroughly debriefed. Four astronauts were chosen to be part of this mission. And they have travelled deeper into space than any humans have done so before them. In fact, just over 4,000 miles. And so they've been flown back to the Johnson Space Center, where it all began, where their training had begun. Because that training took at least 2 years and more, the Orion Mission Simulator there. And they had rehearsed every day, every phase of that flight. They had run through every possible contingencies and practice communications with mission control. Mission control was tracking them all the way that they made that tremendous journey to going around the moon and back again to Earth in the splashdown there on the sea just off the coast of Western America. But Jesus has trained his men for an even more important mission than this one that has just taken place, the Artemis II 10-day mission. This is a much more important and significant mission for all mankind. Here were men that he had spent time with. Here were men that he had trained with over the last 3 years, carefully preparing them for that time when they will be fresh out to do their great mission of taking the gospel to their local people and then beyond them to the ends of the earth. As we're reminded from Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. This was a very ambitious goal, and humanly speaking, absolutely impossible without the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So it is in order to prepare his disciples to do this mission that Jesus chose to reveal himself to them. It was simply to them. It was not to anyone else. It wasn't to the religious leaders. It wasn't to the population at large. It was to just simply these disciples, to train them, to prepare them for this great event, this great mission, a greater mission than Artemis II was ever on. And so Jesus chose to reveal himself to them. But we look at this passage and we think, are these the men that are going to be sent out to do this great mission? They don't look very trained. They look rather weak. They look rather feeble at this time. In fact, they don't seem to know exactly what they are doing at this particular moment in time. And what's happened to their original mission statement here, which Jesus had given them when he had first called them to follow him? And Jesus said to them, this is right back at the beginning by the Lake of Galilee, follow me and I will make you become fishers of men. They immediately left their nets